In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Laetare Jerusalem, rejoice Jerusalem. This midpoint of our Lenten journey comes as the church relaxes her penitential rigor just a little bit, as royal purple gives way to dusky rose, and the flowers and the organ come back for a brief moment before the church is plunged next week into that season within the season of Lent called Passiontide, when images are veiled and we focus our attention on the Passion of Christ. Today, the Pope would traditionally gather the people of Rome in the Basilica of Santa Croce in Gerusalemme, Holy Cross in Jerusalem, where the relics of the Passion brought back by St. Helena from the Holy Land are kept. And it was from there that the Pope would send a golden rose to a Catholic queen, king, or notable as a sign of affection and esteem. So it wasn't long before he started to wear rose-colored vestments for that blessing. Today's collect in the ordinary form is a new mashup between an old collect in the sacramentary attributed to Pope Gelasius and a quotation from a sermon of Pope St. Leo the Great, who died in the year 461. O God, who through your word reconcile the human race to yourself in a wonderful way, is how this collect starts out. And it is lifted from letter 124 of Pope St. Leo the Great to the monks in Palestine. Now, there's actually a backstory here. A group of monks were wreaking havoc all over the countryside and rabble-rousing because they had accepted the heretical notion of Nestorius, that Jesus was two distinct people, one human and one divine, rather than one person with two natures. After the monks started killing priests and bishops who disagreed with them, the Pope had had enough and reminded everyone that Christ came to save all of humanity. As he says later in the letter, Christ in whom all were crucified, all died, all were buried, all were also raised because, as Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. The fact that the church saw fit to integrate this insight of Leo into the public prayer of the church at the end of the 20th century attests to the fact that the Nestorian heresy is, unfortunately, far from dead. The Christ of the Catholic Church and the Jesus that many people believe in today, who is a mere moral teacher and good example, but not the God who saves, they're not the same. The church's prayer on the threshold of the annual commemoration of the mysteries that brought about our salvation emphasizes the unity of all in Christ, stemming from the unity of two natures in the one divine person of Christ. Why? Well, if that doctrine is not true, then Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 12 to 19, explains what that means. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. The church then addresses the Father with a great hope. Grant, we pray, that with prompt devotion and eager faith, the Christian people may hasten toward the solemn celebrations to come. Remember on Gaudete Sunday, the Rose Sunday of Advent, we prayed for the grace to celebrate the Nativity with solemn worship and glad rejoicing, and prayed that God would stir up his might and come to us. Today, on this Rose Sunday, we pray that we, with prompt devotion and eager faith, may hasten, run quickly towards the solemn worship of Easter. The Anglican books of Common Prayer, up until 1979, and the Extraordinary Form retained the same ancient Roman collect. We are being justly punished for our sins, but comfort us with your grace that we may live. This is a powerful reminder that, at least according to many theologians, had Adam and Eve not sinned, Christ would not have come or gone to the cross or suffered, died, and rose. Even on this joyful fourth Sunday of Lent, the shadow of the cross and its reality is still there. It was and is our disobedience to the will and wisdom of God that requires us to have Lent at all. While Easter and Advent retain themes about the mercy of God, Lent recognizes God's justice while expressing confidence in the fact that God will comfort us even in our afflictions, and that even the punishments decreed or allowed by God are meant to wake us up, to bring us to our knees in repentance so that we can live and live forever. Laetare Sunday reminds the faithful who believe in the Christ of the Gospels and the Church that prompt devotion and eager faith bring comfort in this world and life eternal in the next. We're at the halfway point on our way to Jerusalem, so let's not falter now.